This coming Sunday is a date that embodies the powers of 10. In numeric shorthand, it is 10-10-10, an easy-to-remember occasion that has been designated by 350.org as a day of citizen action to combat climate change globally.
There's over 6,600 actions registered in 188 countries across the planet. There's actions in all 50 states, 50 of 55 African countries, every Australian state, 18 of 20 Latin American countries. From putting solar panels on the White House to solar panels on your home to planting a garden, actions of all shapes and sizes.
Creighton Heckman is executive director of Daily Acts in Petaluma, part of the local coordinating effort that has seen grassroots activities spring up all over Sonoma County.
There's a gray water demonstration going in Santa Rosa, Cloverdale. There's going to be people doing work on the community garden. Sebastopol is going to be doing a harvest party potluck. And in Petaluma, Daily Acts organization is going to be sheet mulching the police station and the fire station with the city of Petaluma. There's also Petaluma Bounty Farm is going to have a work day. Cotati Creek Critters is going to be doing something in Cotati. Sonoma Ecology Center and Transition Sonoma Valley are going to be doing projects there. So there's a lot of different types of projects you could get involved in.
The most comprehensive list is being maintained at the Go Local website, golocal.coop. Where individuals can still sign up to create an action of their own or participate in something already organized. In Santa Rosa, for instance, the North Bay Institute of Green Technology has coordinated the creation of a car-free zone adjacent to Juilliard Park, explains co-founder and director Evelina Molina.
We have started a car-free movement, and on 10-10-10, we've petitioned the city of Santa Rosa to close off A Street in Bosley and to open it up to pedestrians and bicyclists and strollers and walkers and skateboarders and to actually open up the streets for the people.
That no-car zone will be established from 9 to 3 on Sunday and linked via the Prince Memorial Greenway to Olive Park on the west side of Highway 101 and the Joe Rodota Trail that runs all the way out to Sebastopol. Molina is hoping the West Side residents will use those corridors to come to Juilliard Park, where there will be additional information about what individuals can do to help with climate change.
We will be hosting 10 climate stations where people can come and find out ways that they can do things as individuals in 10 areas for climate change. And our 10 stations will be biodiversity, economy, education, food, buildings and energy efficiency, health, social justice, transportation, waste, and water.
Sonoma County's plethora of local 10-10-10 activities comes as no surprise to Ann Hancock, executive director of the Climate Protection Campaign, which is using the occasion to campaign against Proposition 23. But she sees the day as an opportunity for affirmation among those who are concerned and motivated by the climate change issue.
The people who are unconverted at this point in time are probably going to remain unconverted, and things that we do on 10-10-10 won't make a difference. I think it's more giving hope to people who may feel sad about the state of the world and seeing that their neighbors and their friends and the community is engaged and cares. It makes us all feel like there's a possibility.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.